Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
That was good, man. That was good. And horrible.
Now I am become horrible. Destroyer of imaginings. It's a niche.
I can't, dude. I don't think I can leave that in. But anywho, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Coaster Podcast, episode 395?
I think.
Or it's 94. Right.
Let's double check that later, but it sounds good.
It's 94 or 95. Whatever, dude. We may have lost some data. I don't know.
No.
We haven't lost any data.
Thank God. Don't put that out there. Oh,
yeah. We did have, however, a laptop implode on us.
Well, it was about time.
It was that little motherfucker had hung on for 8 years. Not bad.
Nearly 400 episodes on that bitch.
No, not that. Not all. Not, of them.
He's
no,
not
no.
all. He didn't bear the whole brunt of the
no,
show.
No. There was right. like a Mac Mini in the mix and some other shit. But that laptop has done its duty. We're gonna send him off. I'll probably burn it. That'd be dope.
It was looking a little puffy.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to go change the battery, and then she did. She did. Yeah, like a duck dick. So, anywho, shout out to that. But anywho, this is Jorge.
This is Jacob.
This is Ree. But we have a special guest.
Yeah, you heard him earlier.
Belching.
Belching, which is of no surprise to anyone. Go ahead.
Joining us from the depths of Japan is Mateo Matty Ding Dong.
Konnichiwa, bitches. Hi, guys. Happy to be here. First time, long time. First time guest, long time host.
So kawaii.
So yeah! Kawaii. Kuso kawaii desu.
Arigato. We're saying this because you just came back from Nippon.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, the last episode I did, I had just come back from Japan, and then I quit, and now I'm back from Japan again, and I'm here again.
I thought we were bigger than this.
What? We're gonna, like, it's no surprise that I quit. Did everybody think I've been here for the last 6 months?
I know, but I'm gonna do the thing.
Do they think you're me?
Not talking about it.
He told me I should be a little bit more like you.
They think you're he's that. You, but with far more personality.
Ah, more intelligence, more insight. Yeah, I'm sure.
More intelligence face.
Less humor.
Whoa.
Easy. I don't know how funny he is. I haven't listened to the show in 6 months.
He's hilarious. So step the fuck off, brother.
I haven't listened to the show in 6 months. Actually, I haven't listened to the show in 6 years.
Nobody is surprised. Nobody is surprised.
I don't listen to this show.
Yeah, me and you were like, great.
How you been?
Good. You know, a lot better than I was before I quit. Like, it was no surprise. Like, I was... No. I mean, like...
Let's just try to not have a just sentence talk
no,
about
No, I mean,
it.
Just mentally. Like, I was not... in the greatest of places at the beginning of the year. And the last, like...
Yeah. You had some horrible imaginings.
I did. I had some really horrible imaginings. Made me want to kind of just curl up and cry in a puddle.
That's balls right there, dude.
I've been in a really fucking good place, man. I haven't smoked weed in 7.5 months.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Yeah, since before I went to Japan the last time. So that feels real good. You know, I've been dating this really awesome girl named Natalie. That's going really well. I have been brought on as the official commentator and ring announcer for XPW's Theater of Brutality. So if you're in Chicago or Detroit, we'll be doing shows there at the end of October, early
November. I don't know
that
the episode's going to come out before that.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Other than that, I just started streaming again. Just fucking doing the thing.
You were playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I was playing a little bit of the Massacre. The homie Rick came through and donated on my stream, so I bought the game. It's fun. It's definitely nerve wracking, but I feel like the shine kind of wears off pretty quick.
Once the shin, right.
Not trying to get sued. Once you got to figure out how to play and once you figure out how to escape, it becomes very easy unless you get a team of killers that,
isn't that communicates any video game?
Well. Well, no, because like Dead by Daylight, it's like there's still that element of like, shit, I may not survive, but now I just expect to survive in Texas Chainsaw.
Is it maybe you're playing in low tier lobbies?
It's possible. But maybe, I don't know. I feel like as my skill goes up, the skill of the killers will go up as well, and it should balance out.
We were all like really prepared to hate on that
100%,
and then it turns out by all accounts it's very fun.
You're a survivor Andy though, right? You're that's kind of where you hang out. You don't like to be a killer?
No, killer is too stressful for me. I like to hide and be sneaky, and I don't like chasing people around. It's too much exertion.
I like to hide and be stinky.
Yeah, I'm not going to hide very long if you're stinky.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
It's a dead giveaway.
I got to come over and see your kids for their birthday.
That was cool.
Didn't hear anything from you guys for my birthday, but that's fine. I went to a couple of concerts with Rhett.
We did go to a couple concerts.
We went to Zayo, and we went to...
how you pronounce it?
That's how I've always pronounced it.
Oh, I'm on this show like Zao.
Yeah, I know. Every time you said it, I'm like, that's fine. It's an outlier.
To
double back, they're children. They're children. That's why they're excited about their birthday. Uh-huh. They're children. Uh-huh. You're a grown-ass man.
I'm a child at heart.
No, you're not.
I sure am.
No, you're not.
Sure am.
There's nothing childlike about you.
Still play video games. I still sleep with stuffed animals.
So, look, dude, you're a little like, oh, they missed my birthday. Fuck out of here with that. Oh, fuck out of here.
I went to a museum in fucking Kobe where you get to sniff animals' butts. That was super fun. Wanted to throw that out there. I figured Rhett would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
The tiger's ass smells
like shit. Like, it smells so bad. But the beaver, surprisingly sweet. It
smells like vanilla.
It was a little sweet. I was surprised.
They used the beaver gland ass for a lot of shit, and that makes sense.
That's what I was told, yeah. And
so
I was like,
maybe the beaver's ass would be a good one to eat.
It's ass. Yeah.
Eat the beaver ass.
Yeah.
Not like a bestiality thing. It's just like as a hobby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like just chewing on sphincter.
They use that to flavor a whole bunch of shit.
Mm. You know what? And that's what that brings to mind too. How did they figure this out?
Somebody licked a beaver's bumhole.
Someone was eating beaver ass and said, we can use this.
Well, it's just like ambergris, right? Like how do they realize that it's good in makeup?
How do they find out that adrenochrome tastes fucking delicious?
Well, I mean, that's, you know...
Speaking of which,
yes,
you watched the show The Watcher?
Oh, God.
Was that you?
I got 3 episodes in, was like, this is fucking unbelievable.
So, we're almost done. Almost done with this fucking thing, but there is an adrenochrome arc in this show.
I know.
And in the restaurant. And I'm sitting here, and I'm giddy, and I'm like, oh, they're going to talk about adrenochrome. I can fucking guarantee it.
They had the talk in the restaurant, and I was like cheering. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And it was lame enough where I turned it off the next episode. If you can talk about adrenochrome... and then I turn it off anyway. Like, that's fucked
up. You fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up bad. Because I looked at those Reddit things about adrenochrome for hours.
We're almost done with it. And like the last like 3 episodes, I've been like, God damn it. I need to just finish it.
You're going to finish it?
Well, I mean, I've got to.
What?
Right, he finished Walking Dead.
I've got to.
Wait, are you still watching Walking Dead? Thinking?
You're a completionist.
Or wait, is it over now?
Yeah. Well,
No, dude.
Walking Dead... It'll never end. But there's The Walking Dead in...
They just did that Daryl Dixon show that started like last year.
There's the Maggie and Negan one.
Which is... he killed her fucking husband. It's like, let's just team up and be fucking friends.
They're probably going to be fucking by the end of the season.
Like a fucking sentient jet.
I can almost guarantee it.
I can't fucking believe that shit is... That's happening like that.
I can't believe people are still watching it.
That's what I'm saying.
To necessitate like 5 spinoffs.
I can't believe it. I really can't.
I can't believe it.
And the reviews are somewhat okay for it. And I don't give a fuck.
You're like, and I'm disappointed by those things. Jacob, what have you watched?
Oh, I went to the theaters and saw a little comedy called Bottoms.
Oh!
And that was pretty cool. It's the new, it's the gay super bad for teenagers, but it's got like a high, low 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And it was pretty cool. It's definitely for a younger audience, but it's, what I didn't know is that it's a very absurdist comedy. Like, in the middle of the classroom, there's like, in the background, all out of focus, there's like a jock who's like shirtless, like in a cage doing pull-ups, like he's an animal, like weird shit like that. And you're like, what's that gonna be? And then later on, during a prep rally, there's like a gladiator.
It pays off.
Yeah, it's like a gladiator fight, and he's stomping out women's faces and shit. Like, it's brutal.
Dude.
It's dark. It's a female empowerment film about just two chicks who want to create like a self-defense class for women legitimately, but also at the same time because they want to get laid. It's got, I forgot the actress name. She's from Bodies.
And Shiva Baby.
Shiva Baby, same director as that.
Same writer, director.
Yeah. It's cool. And that one chick from, fucking, I wish I knew these actresses' names. The Bear. The black chick, and she's also the new April O'Neil.
She is in that movie. I remember seeing a trailer.
Yeah,
and she's really good in that show.
And she's fucking fantastic in this, and it's a cool story. If you're not into the absurdist, weird shit, like it's almost like a fantasy movie. Like it's just over the top, killing kids in hallways.
Hell yeah,
brutal shit. Marshawn Lynch is in it as the teacher. Weird stuff like that. I showed Courtney for the first time Buckaroo Banzai and
Peter Weller,
Jeff Goldblum,
Jonathan Lithgow. Blum,
yeah,
I think
Goldblum. Yeah, Blum. Fucking wow! It's I love that movie. It's so bonkers. It's weird revisionist shit with world, the world stuff.
It reminds me a lot of not that this is a good film, but it reminds me of Six String Samurai.
Yeah,
Six String Samurai is dope. What are you talking about?
If you let me,
you said not. You said not that it's a good film.
It's not a good film.
It's a great film.
It is dope as hell.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't know there was like this weird.
Much like Crimes of the Future.
There's a weird like racism allegory thingy going on, like thematic shit about racism in Buckaroo Banzai. The aliens don't like the black aliens and stuff. Mm. It's crazy. It was.
It's funny you mentioned.
Well, they don't like them. Here either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And around here we call them Mexicans.
Speaking of aliens, boy howdy, did my country just fucking shit the fucking bed.
That fucking homie showed up with a fucking ET replica, dude.
I cannot look, we're gonna derail Jacob's fine. Movie talk, but I cannot fucking believe, and I have relatives. I have fucking relatives that are posting this little shitty fucking paper mache model and just being like, wow, who would have thought? And it's like, you fucking fucks, and I hate you.
You know what, dude? It's a great fucking way to derail the whole, like, legitimacy of it.
Wait, are you talking about that little skinny white alien?
Yes.
What is, I just saw somebody post that on their story.
That motherfucker got his shit debunked already before this.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a guy that was claiming it was a real alien?
Yes. Yeah. So it was.
I thought like, it was like a high school movie, like fucking Mountain Goats.
Go figure, it looks like fucking E.T., right?
Right. And the crazy part is there's actual effort put into this fucking thing. They're like, there's bones in the thing.
This is a congressional hearing.
Yeah. You know? there's bones in this thing, right? Like, it's almost like
fucking trying to see the response, you know?
For the real reveal.
That's kind of what I'm fucking saying, because I don't think it's just this guy. They're like, hey, fucktard, yeah, do your thing. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because it's one thing for the U.S. to do it, but now it's like Mexico's doing it. Like, what are you guys doing? What are you up to?
So I'm thinking with you guys. You guys fist each other now?
We haven't started fisting until tonight, and I don't know what that's about. Maybe
that's like the second or third time you've done it.
I'm doing it. I'm feeling it out.
Yeah.
It's like jazz, dude.
I'm feeling it.
But yeah, dude, this fucking Mexican alien, I cannot, every time I see it posted, I go, this is my favorite thing I've ever seen, but I'm disappointed in my country. They're fucked.
That's your country, dude?
That is my country, dude.
I don't have a country, dude.
Por Dios, homie.
Por Dios.
La raza.
Dope. What else did you watch?
I watched Get Out for the first time since theaters.
Oh,
theaters.
Good rewatch, huh?
And it was fantastic, and I keep noticing more and more. Well, not that I noticed more and more, it was just the idea that because this is all like the idea that the parent and the girlfriend, everything's rehearsed. It was so creepy watching it a second time, that how they bait these men in. And
we fall for baiting all the time, brother.
Yeah, it's it was just creepy just seeing how rehearsed everything is, and how you could see how everything's pre-planned with how they get the, you know, the protagonist in there. So that was interesting. I loved it. I'm probably going to now probably rewatch Nope and Us and all that. And then I've been watching a little. My girlfriend's been watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And
fuck yeah, I'm all caught up on that.
I've only seen one season myself. She's seen three. We're new to it. I'm not gonna lie. When I'm working remote, I'm like keep watching the show because it's fucking it's interesting. And yeah, it is. I like it a lot. I watch those shows like Face Off. Remember with the makeup challenges stuff. Yep. It's like the same shit, you know.
Courtney loves it, huh?
Yeah,
dude. Anyway, this isn't... Yeah. You guys will enjoy that.
Yeah, and I'm digging it. It's fine. Yeah. And then the last one, we talked a little bit about it on Patreon, a little movie you recommended called Stealth.
Sheesh!
I too watched Stealth.
I also watched Stealth.
And for those not in the know, Stealth is a mid-2000s $150 million huge fucking bomb that year.
Jessica Biel, Jamie Foxx,
Josh Lucas.
And a sentient stealth bomber.
Sam Shepard doing his thing.
And it is fucking trash. And I always wanted to see it. And now 20 years later, it was trash when it came out, apparently. Now add 20 years to that. And now
it's good. That's the thing.
It's good because it's not good.
So my favorite moment in that entire movie is Jamie Foxx eating shit. And I feel like I did hype it up too much.
No, but but it's because it's the way it's played off, like nothing. You're like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's the little nuances, though, that often get overlooked. Like, like when Jamie Foxx is dancing in his room with the sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit. And
it doesn't sound
that impressive on paper.
They're walking through a literal rice paddy, and he's asking this woman if she can cook. As if he had any intention of taking her home with him.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It is crazy.
And there's this fucking thing with, what's the main actor?
Josh Lucas.
Yeah, and
which Jessica, is weird to have him as a main actor
The discount Bradley Cooper.
Totally. Yeah. Him and Jessica Biel, that whole thing is like, what the fuck? Like, who allowed this? There's no chemistry between them.
It's got the one of the most insane third acts. It turns into like a buddy cop with a robot jet. And then you got this behind enemy lines thriller with Jessica Biel.
And then he's just indiscriminately killing the other soldiers there because they had orders that are not.
They fight Russians. They fight North Koreans.
Yeah. They're killing everyone.
It's fucking, it's pretty, it's something else.
Helicopter boss battles.
Budget was up on the screen too.
Yeah. Sam Shepard going fucking hard in this movie.
So, we're highly recommended.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime, and it's fucking absolute expensive mid-2000s Hollywood trash.
Mid-2000s mid.
Yeah, so if that's what you need, it's there for you.
That's Stealth. And then besides that, playing video games.
You've been playing the one.
Yeah, last time we recorded, Starfield just came out.
Yeah.
I'm about 60 hours into that, loving it. And Jesus. Then just like Andy from Toy Story, discarding his old toys to play with a new one. I saw a meme for it today, and I was like, "It's me, man."
I don't want to play with you anymore.
Mortal Kombat 1 just came out like 9 hours ago.
Frick yeah!
And I was playing it on my lunch and a little bit before I came here, and I'm loving it. I took some vacation time off.
I can't handle that shit, dude.
It's fucking serious.
I'm so...
Well, Paul set up a tournament bracket. Like, it's serious, dude. Yeah.
I love that shit when you're like, I took days off for this fucking video game. I cannot... I can't keep up with you.
It's fucking... dope though, like people.
It take, is. No, people I know.
Take days off to go gamble, or they take days off to for a golf tournament.
And I'm over and here he's like,
this is my shit.
I'm gonna take some days off for my kid's birthday. Nope, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
that's hella dope.
I told Courtney, I was like, you know, we'll do your thing. We're gonna go watch your Haunting in Venice movie because she loves Agatha Christie. But besides that, it's gonna be fucking Mortal Kombat.
It's
weekend.
Morton time.
Yeah, and then October is her month, and we do her things. But September is like a gaming month. A lot of video game releases. That's my awesome, month, dude. You know,
and yeah, I saw that weird ass fucking wide aspect ratio with that monitor you have. Yeah. You basically can see the whole arena.
I have a 49-inch ultra wide, and it's almost like arm's length, like wide. It's fucking crazy, and surprisingly, the game suits it. It uses it, and you can see the entire level with the whole characters right in the center. It's fucking crazy.
That's badass,
dude.
That's me.
Cool, Matt.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about the movies you watch or no?
No.
What have you watched?
Pero por qué?
Nothing.
That's not true.
No, for real. I have.
That's not true.
So nothing's changed.
Since March, I have watched one movie that I have not seen. Well, three movies. One new movie.
What?
Which was Evil Dead Rise, and boy, was that a piece of shit.
That's wrong.
It's fucking horrible. It feels like it was written by AI. It completely misses the spirit. And like, also, if your mother's fucking possessed, all of those people were so goddamn calm for the things that were happening around them. They're literal children, and they're just like, it's cool. There's just sinkholes.
I did
and
say
like,
the same thing.
There's just fucking sinkholes, and our mom is a fucking monster, and people are dying and vomiting fucking bugs. But it's whatever. It's cool. No, absolute piece of shit. Hated every minute of
wrong.
It. I watched What Dreams May Come, which was super dope.
That's a piece of shit with good special effects.
Yeah.
I like the
No, I know we talked about it.
I like the love story. That's what I like.
It's a love story. It's a love story, dude.
It's very sweet. It's like, you know, like we're just gonna be reborn and then find each other again and do it all over.
What I didn't like is it does this very
birth and death, dude.
It does this very heavy handed, but like not very like sophisticated thing about suicide, though.
Yeah, totally does.
It's like you need to like do it right.
Cause suicide, but the book is painless.
The book is better.
I don't doubt that.
Like Doom,
changes, the visual effects were dope, though. By the way, you know what?
They were wild.
You know who fucking did those? The same. Shut up. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing?
You're
this?
Talking about suicide, dude.
Oh, it's MASH, dude.
MASH is dope.
Fuck.
So, the guys who did the visual effects for What Dreams May Come also did the visual effects for Predator. And that's what I got for you.
There you go.
That's dope.
I've also seen the porno What Comes May Dream.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
That's pretty dope.
What Comes May Come.
And then I watched Shutter Island.
You had never seen it?
No.
What'd you okay.
Oh.
Hold up. Let me put both feet on the ground. What'd you think of that movie?
Overrated.
I agree. You, shit is trash. I'm with you.
I was told it's trash.
Went overrated. Now it's trash.
I was told it was heartbreaking and trash. Like I was gonna cry.
It's a four
and
a half star movie.
Trash. I was like, it's fine. It's not bad.
My favorite thing is when he catches on fire and it's like, oh cool.
That was the scene that I was told that in the end, you know. But it's like, okay, so here's my thing too is I knew the twist years before I watched the movie.
I am regretting this whole evening right now.
The whole time I'm watching the movie like knowing what's going on, which like that's you shouldn't watch that movie for the first time knowing what's going on.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't watch that movie at all.
There you go.
That's totally fucked.
And
that's
then
complete fckery.
Let's see.
It's a fucking 4.5 star movie.
Of my rewatches.
Out of 5.
None of my rewatches should come as a surprise, but I rewatched Big Trouble in Little China, Tammy and the T-Rex,
Trash,
Greasy Strangler,
Tammy and the Trash.
I saw Princess Mononoke and Perfect Blue in the theaters.
Well, those are rather good. You went to the theater to see
that?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yep. And Howl's Moving Castle is this month, and Spirited Away is next month.
Dude, I so regretted not seeing... I couldn't see Perfect Blue in theaters because I'm back in school. This was like the first time in years where I'm like, fuck school! Like, I wanted to miss class to go watch fucking Perfect Blue.
He's over here listening to Deftones. He's like... Stop that, quit.
Get back
all that
to
quit.
School.
Exactly. I don't like that version of the song.
And,
people love that shit, but I like the regular version at the end of the album.
I got, in addition to showing my girlfriend Big Trouble in Little China for the first time, she had never seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so I got to show her that. And I watched Dark and the Wicked the other night. Oh, and The Descent.
The
and I watched The Descent again.
What did you think of the rewatch for Dark and the Wicked?
Not
as strong as back then.
Yeah, I remember like we were just blown away, and I was like, "Yeah, this was like I remember this being super fucked, and this was our like top movie of the year that year. And like,
I think because it crept up right at the end, we were like just kind of shocked that something was that strong enough and no theatrical release, you know?
Well, and I think maybe since it was the end of the year, you and I were deep in our end of year binge. And so, like,
watching a bunch just of weeding trash.
Through a bunch of shit, it's just like, wow, this is really good.
We don't have one of those movies this year.
The bar was super low. And, yeah, I'm so glad I don't have to do that this year. Man, the slate you guys have been doing, I'm like, man, I'm glad I don't have to watch those movies. Aside from Starship Troopers.
What are you talking about?
I want to watch Starship Troopers again because that shit's good.
I don't think we've had a single bad review yet.
We haven't done a lot of bad movies from this
like
year recently.
But like the movies that you've done, I'm like, I have no fucking interest
in watching those. Some surprises this year where I was like, this is built for me to hate it. And I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the other movies that are coming to mind, we did Black Phone, right? Was that last year?
Well, there's always like stuff
yeah,
like
you guys did Black Phone, yeah.
Pieces of Talent, which
that's,
is great.
Yeah, that's great. So good. So good. On the plus side, my girlfriend is super interested in what disturbing cinema I watch. So I get to decide how to ease her into shit.
Can
like
we your all girlfriend watch, your girlfriend oh go ahead
can we all watch American Holocaust together?
Oh, I'm so down. I haven't seen that movie since we watched it, or I watched it once after we did it with Danny. Let's, but
if she wants to fuck like that,
yeah,
I'm ready to fuck like that.
I told her, I was like, because she sends me these lists where it's like, oh, this is like the 24 most disturbing horror movies ever, and it's like, it's got shit like The Conjuring and the Babadook, and I'm like, yeah. A Serbian film is baseline. Like, if Serbian film and Martyrs aren't on this list, like, I'm not even going to take you seriously. Mm. And then, like, they even had, like, Night of the Living Dead on there. And I'm like, no.
That's a mistake.
No, sounds like a Fangoria article.
It was, I want to say it was, like, HuffPost or some shit. But, like, yeah, I'm like, no. Like, I'm reluctant to show you the disturbing films I watch. And she's like, well, you know, I'm down. Like, I'm like, I'll have to ease you into it because... you might leave me.
Didn't you mention that your girlfriend is a fan of both David Lynch and Christopher Nolan?
She is indeed. She's a huge fan of Christopher Nolan. She's the reason why I went to go see that 3-hour snooze.
Don't
fest.
Do it.
Oh,
don't.
That's
don't
not
do
why
it.
I asked.
Don't fuck. Oh, don't.
I thought you wanted my opinion on that.
Look, you guys have already fucking trashed Shutter Island together.
Which is fine. Which
no,
is
it's
fine.
Not fucking
Shutter
fine.
Island is
fucking
another
retarded.
Which is
another
fine.
Thing.
I'll use the R
thing.
Word for it.
It's not.
It's retardondo. It's
different thing.
Calling it trash is a bit of a stretch.
Don't do this about Oppenheimer, dude. Don't.
No. Hey, we don't need it. We
no,
don't need
so,
it.
So the thing is.
We don't need it.
For me, I don't know what I expected. I think I just, like, how did I expect anything other than 3 hours of talking? Like,
I don't know.
Did I expect action? Like,
you expected CGI face melting.
I mean, it's Christopher Nolan, so I'm expecting, like, you know, some kind of action. And then, like, at the end of it, I'm like, why was I expecting action? Like, it's, of course, it's going to be 3 hours of fucking talking. And, like, I stayed awake for the whole thing, but I definitely had to take an extended bathroom break, like, at the 2-hour mark.
He wants the sequel, Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
Which looks fucking dope.
Yeah.
I am very much looking forward to watching that in December.
There's another the new Scorsese movie. I'm interested in that.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Halfway through the new Yorgos Lanthimos movie's coming out.
What's that?
Poor Things. The guy who did fucking. Did you like The Lobster? You liked
Killers? I've never seen The Lobster. I wanted to, but Alia would never fucking watch it, so I never actually watched it.
You liked Killing of a Sacred Deer, though, I remember.
I love Killing of a
Which
Sacred Deer.
See, that's what I mean, man. You trip me out with shit, you know,
I think your girlfriend would like Lobster.
Yeah, same director.
Lobster's good.
And he's coming out with the new one, so, yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that got me to watch What Dreams May Come, and...
this dude walked into Oppenheimer and was like, I don't... Dude, don't...
3 hours why are you later... You're revisiting it.
Yeah, and Rhett was even like, I'm surprised you were stoked to see it. I was like, I wouldn't say stoked. I was just interested to see it.
You were stoked.
Like,
he was stoked to go see a movie. That's it.
Did you guys watch any David Lynch movies together? Like Lost Highway?
That's the one that, wait, no, it's not Lost Highway. She wants me to watch Mulholland Drive. That's the one where she's like, you should watch that. And I'm like, I was like, I'm just not a fan of the stuff I've seen.
I don't
like,
think he
was. Like Eraserhead, like it was always built up as being super fucked. I'm like, this is fine. It's weird, but
well, it's fine. I mean, keep in mind, you change with time, and you've been fucking sober 7 months
he
now.
He ain't changed a day in his life.
Nope.
Yeah, you have.
Just my undies.
Yeah, you have.
And I usually don't wash my balls when I change them, so.
That's why, you know, Tokyo Gore Police, he texted me before he came. He's like, yeah, dude, surprisingly, this movie's trash now. I don't like it anymore. He told me.
Paper thin plot.
Yeah, because that's what you're watching the movie for, is the plot.
Right.
Well,
anywho, what have you watched?
Jeez. We're deep into this, so I'm going to fucking hit it fast. Birth Rebirth is a new fucking horror movie. Okay. It's a twist on the Frankenstein thing. It's available VOD. It's coming to Shudder soon. Instead of like Frankenstein being dudes, it's a maternal thing, and it has to do with like these ladies working in a hospital, and one of them is attempting to find a workaround for death. I don't want to give too much away. It's a pretty outlandish premise when you actually think about it, but when you're watching it feels really fucking grounded, mainly because like the tone is really sustained the whole time. It sounds like a lot of informed medical stuff. The performances are fucking great. And honestly, I was really fucking impressed with it. I'd kind of like to do it on the show maybe, but either way, whether we do or don't, I mean, I'm already saying I like it, but it's one of the stronger offerings in the genre I've seen so far this year. Mm. Sophia after it, because of the maternal issues and all this stuff, and it was well done. It was really well done. She's like, I think it's my favorite of the year. And I was like, what? You know, because that's not okay. Because Oppenheimer came out this year, so you
maybe she meant her favorite horror film.
She really fucking loved it. So I'd recommend that. I was talking to one of the Patreon members on our Discord about it. They thought it was fucking boring, quote unquote, the first 40 minutes, but ended up really liking it, which is good to hear.
Okay.
I watched this Happy Happy Joy Joy documentary finally about Ren and Stimpy.
Dope.
And John Kay. There's a huge fucking controversy, and that's so fucking sad about the controversy with him with the grooming stuff. It gives context to that, but more importantly, like it gives context to the whole Spumco thing, like the entire creative team. It showed that like John Kay was like a fucking genius animator, and a lot of the stuff came from him, and they definitely obviously needed him. But also he needed like all of them. What made those fucking first two seasons of Ren and Stimpy like some of the best shit ever, like in my opinion, it was the chemistry, and it shows that. I highly recommend the documentary. And also, you would think, like, I didn't know if this was made before the fucking controversy came out, because it had a lot of footage with John Kay.
I gotta ask you, what is the controversy?
The controversy that he was grooming, he had a let, they go into the specific context, right? He had a fan who was an animator who was under an underage girl, and they were corresponding via letters for several years.
I saw the grooming happen before my eyes watching the DVD extras of the modern Spike TV Ren and Stimpy, the adult party cartoon. Yeah. I watched all the extras, and he was like, yeah, this is my blah, blah, blah. She's 16 years old, blah, blah. I love the way how she draws the nipples on the girls. It's super hot, and do all this, and the way he just puts his arms around her, and it gave me so many red flags, and I just looked it up, and then what do you know? Yeah, fucking
shocker.
Huge scandal, and I was like, oh,
yeah, shit. I didn't know that was the first cable TV show to get over 4 million views of a single episode ever. They hit like 4 billion in merchandising in 1994. I mean, this was, I knew it was massive growing up.
It was a monster.
It was fucking massive, but they went into this thing about how he really brought back like the old school animation, as in like everyone loves all the 80s cartoons, but the animation is trash.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're jumping from cell to cell. Like the frames per second, like his frame rate, John Kay's thing for this, like they were doing hundreds and hundreds of frames in a few seconds.
And that style of content, right? Like the raunchy comic book style cartoon was aped so many times after that.
Exactly.
You had fucking Rocko's Modern Life that was like, you know.
And they have a lot of people in the animation field. Like they're unpacking, like, of course, the controversy, but also the influence of the thing. Like the SpongeBob guy's like, yeah, Ren and Stimpy influenced everything.
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, you can see it.
When you look at everything, like even the shit today for kids today, it's all super highly, super kinetic.
Well, anything from the MTV Liquid Television era was all so formative. You know, you had Aeon Flux, the Max, you had, what was the, was it just the head?
The head.
The head was dope.
Like all of that stuff was like a precursor to basically everything. I mean, it's unbelievable to think like where that style of, not even that style of animation, but that style of cartoon began.
Yeah.
I find it really troubling and kind of disheartening that there was stuff going on.
Well, it was cool to find out though, like you get to know that, like, you know, last thing to say, like the expressive backgrounds, like the super abstract expressionist stuff, how it changes with their moods. That's not John Kay, like he oversaw that, but that's a specific dude. I forget his name. But like even that, like the Across the Spider-Verse guys, they fucking referenced his work in an interview.
Oh, and yeah, I could see that.
Because the backgrounds are shifting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they changed that for home video, by the way, some of those scenes. They said that's technically was unfinished.
That's fucking dope. Yeah. Did you watch that, Matt? Because I know you liked the first one.
What?
Across the Spider-Verse.
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's fucking dope.
It was better than the first one. Once I didn't have the show to do movies, I just was like, I'm not watching shit for a long time.
You were like, Vape Nick, suck dick.
Suck dick. I've also been Hontani Kuso Ishogashi. I've been very fucking busy.
Yeah, you went to Japan twice.
I have like no free time. Yeah, and I have like 3 trips in the span of a month coming up. I don't have like time to shit.
So
I mean, I have time to shit, just not time to wipe.
That's right. I'd highly recommend that documentary though. It's interesting. Blah, 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 blah. Hypnotic. Robert Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez tries to do a mindfuck movie with Ben Affleck. Whoo! This is right up my alley. It's fucking one of the worst movies, if not the worst movie I've fucking seen this year. And you would not, but I love mindfuck. When the mindfuck is not good. And I'm not talking about Shutter Island. Like, if you don't like Shutter Island, watch Hypnotic. Witness fucking Robert Rodriguez try to be Christopher Nolan.
He's going to love that shit. He'll love Hypnotic.
You will. No, you will love it because it's fucking something
He'll else. Be like, you know what it's better than? Shutter Island.
He's going to do that. He's going to do that now. It's on Peacock. There's this movie, 22 July.
Sounds like a military movie.
It's close. It's a mass shooting movie. But
I thought it was like an Olympus Has Fallen sequel from the poster.
It's Paul Greengrass, the guy he directed two of the Bourne movies. Three technically.
The good ones?
Yeah, the good ones.
Okay.
Well, the first one's great too, but he did 2 and 3.
Oh, so he didn't do the first one.
No, he did part 2 and 3. Which are fucking dope. But he also did Captain Phillips, and he did fucking United 93.
I like Captain Phillips.
I like Paul Greengrass, and United 93, like, it would be like, why make this movie? That movie's fucking painful to watch, and it's dope. Well, this one is about a mass shooting in fucking Norway. And, dude, if you go look at the reviews for this, it has like 12 and 15 all the way to 100. And I can see why, because, dude, it is a rough fucking watch from 2018. Because he recreates the whole fucking scenario, the first 30 minutes. And it's like, it's like watch it once and you're done type deal.
Yeah,
I bet. And Sophia refuses to watch it. Like, it started like the first 5 minutes of it and he started doing his thing. And it's like, because it's very painstakingly recreated.
It's too naturalistic.
It's very naturalistic. Yeesh. And anyway, this dude killed 77 people on a fucking island.
Yeah, he sure did. Whoa.
Which is crazy. If you want to watch some like shit where you're like, damn, this is fucked up, that's pretty good.
It's almost you would say like this might be a horrible
imagining of a film. It's like something horrible I would never want to imagine. You know, and also, he's dressed up like a cop. So these people are hiding in a building. And then he comes to the window and he's like, police, I'll be right in. And he goes in there and he's like,
clack, clack.
And he's like, you're all going to fucking die, you know, and fucking kills everyone in the fucking building. It's crazy, dude.
Wow.
Anyway, I mean, very well done. And then it shows the aftermath for the remaining hour and a half.
Yikes.
Yeah. Then I watched this movie called Sound of Freedom.
Did you actually watch this shit?
I did. Wow. I went to Sound of Freedom and I convinced Sophia. It was a lot of motivational interviewing. I said, like I said, look, we got to use this AMC pass and all this. I wanted to see what the fucking...
You're like, this is our duty.
What's the noise about? Check this out. The movie is like a 2-star out of 5 movie at best. It's lackluster. It's got some good moments. The director is actually got a real great fucking eye, I have to say. It's produced by this Angel Studios place, which is out of Utah. When they start talking...
Makes sense.
You're right. When they start talking about this fucking dude... and it starts showing his family. It's a real guy. His family has like 7 kids and they're all blonde. And I'm like, hold on. Let me Google this. The motherfucker is Mormon. Right? So, anyway, I'm walking out of this movie somewhat defending. I'm like, well, you know what? Some of this, I mean, it is amazing if that happened. And it was Sophia who talked me back down. She's like, no, because I was like not looking at it politically. Because there's not much politics in this movie except white savior narrative. And come to Christ, but they don't. They do very little of that. Jim Caviezel, anytime he gets stirred up about children, he cries. So you would love it, Jorge.
Also, you know, none of that shit happened.
That's what she's all, the whole thing has been debunked. Honey, that didn't even happen, I bet. And I'm like, no, like, I don't think they would fucking make up that he went down there. And then I looked up a fact check. None of the fucking shit.
None of it. Yeah. And then like,
they don't even have like, there's a brother and sister. There's not even a brother and sister. Bro,
and then the whole fucking right wing agenda is that like the fucking liberals don't want you to fucking see it. You know,
well,
like the
Democrats don't want you to see it without the noise.
Because the Democrats are the ones that are fucking the kids. So they don't want to see anything about children fucking.
You only want to fuck the skulls of the children.
Well, I like that.
If you are a Democrat,
I like the idea that Democrats were stopping people from watching the film by buying all of the tickets. Yep. And it's like, that's
not how this works.
That's not how this would work, idiot.
It's the movie's made like, I think nearly $200 million domestically. So fuck, dude.
You stayed for the credits?
Of course I stayed. That's part of the social experiment.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Now, that being said, there were some good stats, which you could Google, which is that it's a fucking, what was it? There are more people in slavery today than any time in history, which is a fucking trip, right? So I didn't need the movie to fucking emphasize that.
How many people were in the theater with you watching it?
There was honestly, and we're talking like that movie's been out all summer, right? I'd say it was about a third to capacity.
That's crazy.
On a weeknight.
Which is weird because I kept hearing the theaters were like empty.
2 months after it came out.
Like the shows would be sold out, but like there would be nobody
in the theater. That's what they were saying. They were sandbagging the whole thing.
They were doing that. Well, no. And then they had in the credits during fucking Jesus's presentation where he starts getting all teary again, of course.
Where he plays himself, right? He's talking to the audience.
Yeah. Yeah, they put a fucking QR code on the screen to scan to buy tickets for people. So that's like, it's a new, like when you look at the new marketing of this,
it's the new flesh.
And it's all, yeah, exactly, dude. It's like Videodrome for Christ.
I'm kind of in. Actually,
dude, if that was on the poster, I would see that opening night.
When I say a 2-star movie at best, I'm being kind based on like the fucking execution of stuff, right? But and lastly, man, what the fuck else did we watch? Rewatches of Lost in Translation and Platoon. Sophia had never seen either one of them, and I'm on this Vietnam trip.
You know, as you do.
Of fucking Deer Hunter and Full Metal Jacket and Platoon. I prefer Full Metal Jacket and Deer Hunter over to Platoon.
But
Platoon,
100% agreed.
Yeah, next up is going to be Apocalypse Now. Because
a lean night.
Yeah, a lean, exactly. Vietnam was fucking dope. Let's get... No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't. No, but it's
The movie surrounding Vietnam... Dope.
It's one of the best subgenres ever. Now that I'm like, you know, I'm like looking at this was like peak edge of human experience.
Just
shit
fucking
out
helicopters.
It's fucking wild, dude. What was going on?
He got
on
all
out
excited because I used a clip from Apocalypse Now in one of my stories. He's like, "That's Brando, dude."
I did. Dude, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you seen Hamburger Hill?
No.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while, but there's a lot of action.
People love that.
Brutal. It's very brutal.
Well, and then, and that's what I mean. They each have their signature. Like, Platoon does not feel like Full Metal Jacket. But then, what's the other one? Fucking Casualties of War.
Mm-hmm.
De Palma.
Yeah.
I want to see that shit.
Mm. We don't stand De Palma anymore.
It's Vietnam podcast.
Okay. I'm in. There's enough movies.
Anyway, that's it. And I want to watch Clifford with Martin Short and Charles Grodin from the like early
the
90s.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Red. Big Red Dog.
The one where Martin Short plays a fucking child. And it's like Problem Child. And Charles Grodin
I've
wants to
kill him. I've seen this movie what a handful of times.
It's like 92 or 93.
Yeah, he was like a rich kid, right?
Yeah. And I know it's going to be horrible, but it like popped in my head like this will be bizarre. Watch it. That's all I got. All
right. Well, if you've got nothing else, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to talk about a film.
That was like an hour and a half of craziness.
Hell yeah. You know, the water was in my nose, and I just didn't know what to do, and I breached, and I'm like, I'm blind with chlorine, and I'm like, I don't know. I was freaking out, but I played it off okay.
Made it all right, dude. I was proud of you.
Yeah. I'm learning. Every time I take a dip in the pool, I learn a little bit more about swimming.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you didn't die swimming, and you didn't die tonight. And guess what?
We're back.
We're fucking back, bro.
We're back!
Yeah!
You know who else is back?
Who?
Mateo.
I'm back.
Well, since he hasn't been here in a long time, and he hasn't done the thing in a long time.
What thing?
Can you tell him about Patreon?
Oh, shit. Oh,
damn.
Well, I no longer reap the benefits of Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast, but Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is a way that you can help support this show that I'm no longer a part of.
Yes.
And, it's not super expensive to do this show, but it sure as fuck ain't free. So, like, sometimes there's hosting costs. Sometimes you have to rent shitty movies that you don't want to watch. Sometimes your laptop craps out. I feel like George's laptop has crapped out like 5 times on this show.
Twice.
Who knows? Sometimes you got to buy video games that are horror-y to talk about. And sometimes you just have to buy tickets to the Horrible Imaginings Film Festival. Anyway, you can help them do that so none of this comes out of their own pockets and they can continue doing this show for you. Go to patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast and you can donate a little bit or a lot of it. No matter what, it helps support the show. And if you do it a lot, George will come by and give you kisses on your ball sack.
True.
Damn, that's fucking dope.
Thank you, Matt.
It's what I do.
It's what I do. So,
what do you do?
Nothing except for work.
He looks up the movie well after the fact.
You host like thousands of people now. That's what you do.
Thousands of people. And mostly Mexicans. That's the real problem.
Well,
most of them come by uninvited.
Yes, true.
They were all very pleasant people.
They are. My family is really cool. We're fun. We're fun folk.
I'm just upset you actually have a family.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So the Who Goes Our Podcast watch 2008's Tokyo Gore Police, directed by Yoshihiro Nishimura, written by Kengo Kaji, Maki Mizui, Yoshihiro Nishimura, starring Eihi Shina, Itsuji Tao. You know what, dude? I'm just going to give up. Hey, Jacob.
What's up?
What's your feelings on Tokyo Gore Police, bruh?
Damn, he threw you under the bus, dude. Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen a splatter film, a splatterpunk movie in a while. Those are movies I kind of watch more like in high school. This is my first time watching one since probably Mutant Blast. And
which was fun.
Yeah, it was great. I would say just right off the bat, I think it's more enjoyable and bearable than like a typical trauma production, minus Mutant Blast. That doesn't really count because they just kind of picked that movie up. But I do feel like I have some criticisms of watching it now. It feels a little dated, some pacing issues. But overall, it's fun, it's gory, and it's exactly what it's meant to do. And, you know, it's a total fucking anime come to life. And it's definitely a spectacular fucking just special effects show of just arterial blood spray. And yeah.
Okay. So this was a King pick.
This is Hans.
I was disappointed that you guys waited this long to acknowledge that.
So we are obliged to watch this film. We are condemned to watch this film.
We are blessed sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, and just as a review, thus far this year, the King Hans of our Patreon, He had previously recommended, or not recommended, Jorge's right. He commanded.
Decreed.
He decreed them from 1954.
Which was a treat.
Which was a treat that Jorge began to talk shit about. And I'm just, no, it's fun. It's fun to say. And then he fucking introduced us to Killer Condom, which is probably better than Schindler's List.
Better than Shutter Island, for sure.
It's certainly more... Damn, I can't even say anything after that. So yeah, go on.
Look, bro. I don't think this is a film. I think this is a sequence of...
Special effects.
Artful. Like, they're almost living sculptures. Is how I would describe these films. I don't like. I'm halfway through it. I go. I don't give a fuck about anybody. Do not care about what's going on. I don't care that the dad is the thing and the guy and then this. Just get me to the next fucking scene, please. Because the stuff, the 10 minutes that happens in between of people driving around and showing.
Yeah.
Going to the club with the big pussy spray and water.
Are you spraying that on everybody? I want to see pussy spray. I want to see bitey tits. I want to see that. I want more of it. Delete 40 minutes of this film and just give me tits biting dicks, and which we didn't get.
More dick cannons.
More dick cannons. I want this thing to be do not stop, do not pass go. Just give me... dick shots always.
And be 30 minutes shorter.
That's what I can say.
It's one of my top notes, yeah.
I think we got to... I mean, this is, you know, you got to go last because Tokyo. This is going to sound strange.
Because Tokyo.
I want to give a milquetoast thing here. This movie is just okay. Mm-hmm. And this is why for me. On paper, this movie is fucking amazing. Like the stuff you just mentioned, and then the guy shooting the shit from his eyes, and then you got these engineers where they, when they get an injury, it turns into this fucked up weapon, and then, you know, stop me if this is familiar. They got they've got a privatized police force and some very satirical commercials.
Yeah. If he likes this, well, if he likes this...
He doesn't even remember... I mean, it sounds a little bit like a Verhoeven movie I'm
familiar with. No, dude, no. No, nobody's ever seen
the
that
The satire film. Stuff no, is no. Fucking... Honestly, I mean, I love the cutting fucking commercial thing. Like, yeah. With the fucking... Anyway, the thing comes down to, for me, I know it's low budget, so I don't want to, like, get mad at this thing for being low budget. Look, I know it's gory. This kind of gore doesn't affect me because it doesn't... look convincing, and I know that's not the idea. It just needs to be over the top, and it is, like, all the time, and it's over the top, and it doesn't look convincing ever. Like, not one fucking time, and that doesn't affect me. It's like a band that's doing crunchy stuff and fast stuff that's not heavy, and it's not meant to be. It's like diet gore the whole time, and for me, I'm sorry. And then the other thing is, nothing ever happens in the same shot. Like, if someone gets hit, they show the thing connecting, then they show the thing in another shot. And then they show this shot. Nothing ever can happen in one shot because they can't pull it off.
They can't afford
it. Yeah, they cut some corners, yeah.
And dude, I understand this is like a do-it-yourself aesthetic and all that, but I'm just saying, like, fucking, if this thing was, like, fucking executed with these ideas, like, if the pussy thing was executed by Verhoeven, goddamn. We would have fucking something on par with fucking Citizen Kane. You know what I mean? But that's why. But I don't dislike the movie. And the more it went on, I'm like, these fucking ideas are great. These ideas are fucking great. And other times I'm like, please let me fast forward. Please.
But you cannot.
But I could not.
You've
because
been compelled
I committed.
To not fast forward.
I committed to watching it. That's what I got.
This movie's fucking dope, bro. This movie's so much better than RoboCop. And, like, beyond that, it's like, the guy with the giant dick cannon, that was me walking around Tokyo the whole fucking time. Because much like Tokyo, this movie's full of hot-ass Japanese babes being hot-ass Japanese babes. And, like, teeth titties and fucking alligator pussies and like chairs that fucking squirt. Bro, all of this is dope. I'll agree with the 30 minutes too long thing because I was like, fuck, hour and 50 minutes. Like the plot is like non-fucking existent. But like,
well, no, the problem is that it's too existent.
Well, I mean, but it's like it's there's too the, much. The plot, plot the plot is just like so minimal that they could have cut it down. But it's like there is so much, and it's funny to hear you say you wanted more because I don't know that I've ever met anybody that would watch Tokyo Gore Police and be like, I need more of this stuff.
Well, like, what I'm saying is minus the 30 minutes, give me more of the goods.
Yeah.
Give me the juice.
Yeah.
I just want it to move better. Like,
The parts where they're actually talking, it's like...
Like, visually.
It doesn't really matter.
There's an info dump that happens at like minute 45 that goes on for that, 12 minutes.
I literally wrote in my notes, I was like, the first 35 minutes had me in. I'm like, whoa, this is like Mutant Blast fucking special splatter horror film. And then I wrote like around 40 minutes, it just completely fizzled out for me. And then it grabbed me back in
with the Pussy Club. That's what? I had that. I'm like 40 minute mark. I'm like, come on, Pussy Club. All right, I'm back. I hate to keep mentioning that, but and that's
then,
where it brought
and
me
then
back.
The guy, the first guy took the snail girl and I'm like, why? That's weird. Like take the fucking 69 girl with the teeth titties. Like she's the hot one.
Well, he's developed some different fetishes. Well,
and then she got
how many
the alligator
times he had
pussy.
The teeth titty type shit.
I mean, I don't know. I would take that girl every goddamn time.
How many times you fuck a snail?
I mean, true.
Never.
True.
Exactly.
But he's like with those, snail fucking with those big stuff. Eyes, she might be the one fucking you.
I'd almost fuck the chair.
Oh, I would fuck the chair. I was like, I'd fuck that chair. And I like how they artfully put the little flower over her flower.
Yeah.
And it squirted. That's great.
Well, the crazy thing about that scene in particular is that like how into it the women seemed.
Oh yeah.
Like even the chair woman is still like squirting people like back and forth. It wasn't just a straight stream. That bitch was fucking like shoo.
And it's just pee anyway.
It got feverish. Like it was weird, man. Like very grungy with I think having to probably film with like a DV camera or something. I don't know. I like the texture to it. I kind of liked how the time setting of when it was filmed and its lack of budget kind of added something to it. You know, the first like, the fucking what? Less than 2 minutes and some dude's head explodes. Yeah. And then you got some chainsaw maniac duel in the beginning. It's
that was dope.
The lore leather, building
the
right
face scene.
Yeah, right off the bat, the lore building, these crazy ass cops. And it, I don't know, I was hooked in. I really
liked it.
I just
want to see more cops get their head exploded.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking, dude. I'm like, I like the world building they did. I like like the samurai cop stuff. I'm into that. I like that there's this like subgenre of the police that are just going after these fucking like subhuman.
The massacre scene in the third act was crazy.
That stuff is super fun. And I've already said it. Where it bogs down is when they're explaining it. It's like, your father was the one who killed my father.
I mean, they did a literal like picture book like expo dump where they're like telling a children's story. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, this is 5 minutes.
Always has been meme was literally like, I killed your dad, but then I killed the guy who killed your dad. But there's also always a guy behind the fucking gun. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and it does these structural leaps too where you don't know a commercial started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I like that disorienting
the sword
shit.
The one was my favorite one.
Yeah. The one where they're like, it cuts good,
cause it got it.
And how the intonation he kept repeating.
Yeah.
Like, cause Sophia wasn't watching this, but she's like, what are you watching? Like with the no, intonation.
And then
part.
The funny thing is like they had the first one where it's like the, you know, suicide or, what is the fucking...
Oh, the seppuku?
Yeah, like, that's still suicide. And you're like, okay, they're telling people not to kill themselves. But then they have the look how cute cutting your wrist is, you know? And it's like, wait, what? Now they're promoting it?
I really like the fucking... Well, because they're showing it's contradictory, right? But it's like, it seems like a big stretch. It's self-harm, right? Like, why would you do that? But, you know, there's a lot of shit that's fucking self-harm and it's marketable.
It's just like drinking alcohol, dude.
It's just like... Vape Nick, suck dick.
Exactly.
Masturbating with sandpaper.
Drinking alcohol. Dude, come on, man. I wasn't going to attack you like that.
That's
dog.
Fine, dude. I can attack myself.
He's attacking Jacob, dude.
Okay.
What?
He's got that OE.
He does have that OE.
Yeah. See, and the first, so the commercial, with it being an hour and 50 minutes, like the commercials arguably don't add anything to the movie aside from, you know, just
I think they're like the best part of the
movie. Well, I mean, but they don't add anything to like the actual film. It's like just a fun little break. But then the irony is that a lot of the padding, like that scene where she's on the train and the guy starts groping her ass and she just drags him out and cuts off his hands. Like,
yeah,
that was 3 minutes that while it was cool that the guy's hands get all sliced off, didn't need to be there.
Yeah. Exactly.
It added nothing.
Yeah. It's like, pero por qué?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, we need more blood. But it's like, well, not really. You could just cut out some of the other shit and then it improves the blood to bore ratio.
Well, the thing that makes something, I'm not trying to make this a fucking highbrow thing, but the difference between it being a satire and just being goofy is certain decisions to me, right? Like why make it about, why have the police force be privatized? Why have it where these people get injured and develop weapons? Because that's, they call that weaponizing the trauma. You know what I mean? Mm. No, but it's like, so these outcasts are being hunted down by a fascist, privatized police force. So it's kind of like, who's the good guys, who the bad guys? Well, it's the propaganda is telling you the good guys are killing the fucking engineers. But in truth, there are no good guys or bad guys. It's just more kink. Like, you can join this club and dress up in these suits and hunt down these fucking outcasts. And then, like, you know. Does, and then she develops the shit. That's kind of the thing, though. She develops the shit herself.
I think she always had it. Honestly,
everyone always had
it. The key going into people's arms was the hardest part to watch for me. I was like, that's too real.
It's yucky. It was very Cronenberg Videodrome with the key in the flesh. Yeah.
Especially when it happened, when he did it to her at the beginning. I'm like, he's kind of forcing the key in. I'm like,
her arm opens up.
It's just crazy to think that, like, the key would open up your own skin. It's like, wait, whoa, hey, who?
Open
what does that
mind,
mean? That it's great. Like our bodies are accepting of the key always?
That's dope.
Yeah, it's, and also they had said that the key was a tumor, but like the key is what like unlocks your latent abilities, dude.
Open your mind.
Open your balls.
Balls.
Open your balls. No, there's, I kind of, the first thought was... Dude, the first thing I thought was, like, I would love to actually see, like, an anime prequel of, like, because she says she hunted, like, 49 of these engineers before.
Yeah.
It's, like, the perfect setup for, like, an anime prequel or
something.
They get,
like,
shit.
Shadow of the Colossus, but, like, fucking
yeah,
anime engineer.
I was surprised they didn't go anywhere else. You know, the director, I don't know if you looked into it, he was a, they call him the Tom Savini of Japan.
We leave this up to you, Jacob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's the Tom Savini of Japan.
Up to Rhett.
Well, he's fucking way.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
Sorry, we're interrupting.
No, you're good.
Tom Savini of Japan.
Yeah, he's just a special effects guy. He's collaborated, I forgot the name, but of these other big splatterpunk Japanese directors, Meatball Machine, Machine Girl, who also, those directors they did the commercials for this movie, actually. So they're all friends and stuff, and he did the special effects for their projects. But yeah, he's more of a special effects guy, and this was his first feature film. And I guess
it
like
shows.
Yeah, and I've seen some like crazy, grungy, you know, like snuff-like style films, and it's these like directors that are originally just special effects guys and then just want to get into directing, but really like their film ends up kind of being more of just a showcase of their special effects,
right,
of their talent. And that's kind of what this is in the end, but there's still some cool shit in here.
Well, it's got a lot of personality, dude.
It does. Yeah.
And like,
it really,
dude, there's really cool things with colors. Like,
did you say colors?
With colored greens,
which doesn't go well with the pre-show talk he was doing.
Whoa. We don't talk about
subscribe
that.
To patreon.com/whogrozerpodcast to hear the racist shit that Red said.
Yeah. Don't fucking, you know what? Hey, we all said racist shit.
I didn't.
Yeah. Be fair.
Just gonna make a mark. I haven't had to make a mark in a long time. Thank you for that.
Good.
Oh, like there's a shot where it's like it shows like fucking Mount Fuji and the Eiffel Tower. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these kind of absurd ideas, like, you know what I'm talking about?
It's actually the Tokyo Tower.
You know his biggest inspiration for the entire art direction?
It is.
It's not real.
It is real. I've been to it.
No, it doesn't exist.
It absolutely exists. And they even referred to it as the Tokyo Tower.
It's the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
Damn. You just don't know about geography.
I'm cultured. I just don't know about Japan.
The entire
art. Oh, now you... Damn. I get it. So, because you've actually been to the tower,
the Eiffel Tower.
Now, I don't know about French towers.
Yeah. You may know about French towers, you just don't know about Japanese towers.
Anywho, continue, Jake.
You don't know shit about Japan, dude. Oh, I was just going to say,
kind of the crazy art direction. He said, like, his entire inspiration, it wasn't, like, he loved David Cronenberg shit and all that, but all of it was, like, based off Salvador Dali paintings. Like, all the characters and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really weird stuff.
So that part where the rocket... The blood rocket legs that Salvador Dali yep. that was
well I know one of them for sure, the chick with the weird limbless the lady thing.
Definitely
yeah, it was based off the elephant the elephant painting
wood bang
yes
10-10
so there bang. Are real like surrealist fucking things here amidst the fake looking gore
yeah
yes
I think I wanted just a little bit more like Tetsuo like just well, really. Dude, that-
I'm glad you mentioned that because, like, here's the thing. The Tetsuo is black and white, so you don't have any of the color palette stuff, and it gets more into the texture, and it becomes a very textural fucking exercise, right?
Yeah.
And then it's, like, even thinner on the plot, and so they just lean hard into, the fucking abstract conceptual part of it. And it's, like, most fucking, like, I think, importantly, it's, like, an hour.
Yeah.
You know, like it just gets down to business.
This
like
movie it's would just benefit going. From something like that type of execution.
I think so. I mean, on the other hand, I don't like fault it like in theory for being more ambitious and like saying we want to have a story and do more world building and all that. But
Tetsuo didn't have a woman with an alligator vagina.
True. Yeah, it's the same feeling I got from Mad God, where, you know, there was this like, it was this incredible. Again, I'm gonna say it. It's like an art piece, right? Which had these unfortunate like info dump scenes like shoehorned in. I think if you take all that garbage out, you've got this really cool hour-long effects display, and it's like, okay, I'm in, dude. Like, boss me up, dude. Like, send me to the next boss. Send me to the next boss.
Exactly.
Give me alligator fucking alligator vagina.
Yeah. I kept thinking of something like Mutant Blast. Like, there's no heavy expo dumps there. It's just like crazy mutant encounters after encounters, and it's entertaining.
I love that he keeps looking at me when he talks about Mutant Blast. Like, I haven't seen it.
All of the humor in Mutant Blast like hits like the whole fucking time, and it even has some room for characterization. I would say, you know, like.
That is one thing that's missing. I think that there is a huge lack of like humor. Now there could be something that is like lost in translation in terms of like. Also, by the way, did you guys fuck at all with the dubbed?
All of the girls?
I watched half of it dubbed.
Holy shit! No,
wait, where did you guys watch
it's
it?
It's on Tubi.
Tubi. And there's two versions.
You watched it with commercials.
And well, like I have an ad blocker. 20 but, yeah. seconds of commercials. They're like, here's an ad, and then.
I did the free 7-day trial of Fandor.
My God, dude, the dubbed version is something else. It's fucking bonkers,
like
dude.
Great bonkers.
No,
oh.
No. I switched in and I was like, okay, cool. There's a dubbed version.
They were like, hey,
there's a French character who's like, what? But I don't understand why we do this. And it's like, what the fuck? What is happening here, dude? It's crazy.
I'd watched this video recently about like the argument of dubs versus subs. And apparently the thing that Japanese people argue about American watching dubbed versus subbed is King of the Hill. Like, because they see it as like the American anime. And like, it's strictly divisive where like there's one camp that's like, you have to watch it dubbed. There's one camp where you have to watch it subbed. So now I'm like really curious what Japanese dubbed King of the Hill sounds like.
It's got to be crazy. Dang.
It's got to be amazing. I imagine like the sad bits hit so much harder.
I never liked King of the Hill.
King of the Hill fucks. Fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Okay.
Hey, fuck let's go. You, dude. Let's go to the fucking Japanese tower and fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'm down. It's the Tokyo Tower. They also have the Tokyo Sky Tree and the Osaka Sky Tree. They're very similar.
When are you going back to Japan?
January.
Damn.
Wrestle Kingdom, January 4th.
Wow, man.
Tickets bought already?
For Wrestle Kingdom, yep. Haven't bought the flights yet.
Oh, okay.
I gotta get done with Chicago and fucking Detroit and St. Louis
but
before
you're getting paid for that, so you know, it's
fine. But I gotta get through that before I worry about.
So this was your first watch, right, Jacob?
Yes. Yeah.
It was my first watch. When had you initially seen this, Matt?
2010.
Wow.
I've seen it a few times.
Okay.
And then more importantly, I want to know how does it rank among the other Japanese like splatter films? There's Machine Girl, Meatball Machine. There's a lot of this genre.
It's the more slapsticky of them, I think.
Is it like the best? Is it
your favorite? I remember Gun Girl, or is it Gun Girl?
Machine Gun Girl.
Machine Gun Girl. Yeah, that movie is fucking wild. Meatball Machine is really fucking crazy. That's probably my favorite of the three.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, like, I feel like they get better as they go, but this one is kind of more like, it's like the Evil Dead 2 of the trilogy, where it's like the cornier one with like the more just super splattery blood.
It's the best special effects.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just to be like really over the top. Yeah.
Okay. Shit, that kind of reminds me of the.
But there's some other ones that are fucking
that Japanese way Evil wild. Dead movie, the muscle bodybuilder.
Dude, okay, so
I've seen it once.
I didn't realize
I started that. I forgot to mention that.
So I didn't realize it's apparently like I added it to my Shudder list, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I saw it today because I was seeing. I was seeing if Tokyo Gore Police was on Shudder, and I was like, wait, what is this? And I was like, I gotta watch that.
Dude, it's like, nuts, man. I saw it at a bar on the TV, and I was in the whole time. I was sucked in.
See, well, and Tokyo Gore Police is one of those movies.
It is.
It's one of those really movies is. Where you turn off the sound, you put it on at a bar it's or a party, perfect for that. And people are like, what the fuck?
I agree. Also goes by Bloody Muscle Body Builder in Hell.
That's what right? Yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
But it's on Shudder. I actually started that in the last couple weeks, too, because I had read about it. It came up somewhere. Mm. Dude, I haven't finished it. The first 15 minutes of that, like, that to me is like, dope.
Yeah.
And that feels
complete. Does it have, like, actual bodybuilders? That guy on the front looked kind of scrawny.
I only got 15 minutes in.
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because, you know, quote, like, unquote. Mutant Blast, the opening shot is that dude's giant back. And he's, I'm like, fucking yes.
Terrifying. Like, this movie, yeah. Again, like, the ideas in this, for me, are bonkers. Like, it's like... Like it's, but that movie felt like, wow, this is fucking unhinged.
Yeah, like as I was like watching Tokyo Gore Police today, I'm like, man, what is there really to talk about? Like, I mean, other than like how just wild it is, but like the plot is like not much.
Well, they're trying to do a lot of social commentary stuff, but we've already watched RoboCop. Thank you.
I think while the special effects are good, what doesn't help though. Execute the special effects is kind of like poor choreography. Like there's a lot of just flailing arms around and then just blood spray. That's it. Like there's no like impact to it. There's no like texture. We use that word a lot here.
Well, like Rhett was saying, things happen on a like camera move to camera move.
Off camera blood just spraying on people's faces.
I didn't want to mention it again. I don't know if like It really took me out of the fucking movie.
It's jarring.
It's just a dude with a fucking hose off camera. Just yeah. You know.
Well, like
with
like,
the exception of like the hand and the little like drill thing, but like
yeah.
Well, no, I'm gonna hit someone right. So it shows the hand on the face, and then it shows a next shot, and someone's on the floor, and then it like nothing happens in the same fucking sequence.
They still did it better than Mountain Goats, dude.
The Mountain Kings?
No, yeah, that one.
Mountain Kings is probably the best.
I think that's the second time tonight I've called it Mountain Goats.
Damn. That fucking movie was, that was something
Mountain
else.
Goats, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, yep. that's what I'm, I know it, maybe it sounds like a minor gripe, but dude, it's something I'm very attentive to. Like
there was that fight scene with the police chief, you know, at the end when he's shooting the fists and like the hand.
Middle finger fists?
And then like it would hit like a tendril and like, turn around like that shit. Like I was ready to turn it off. It was so bad.
One of my,
that was so painful.
And then they did the hand like four times. Yeah, it's like I would have understood with one of them.
I'm like, what's going on?
Moments was when it was the
What am I looking at?
The strip club scene after homeboy gets his shit chomped on by alligator vagina girl, and he pulls his own tendon to shoot the gun. Yeah.
It's like dental floss.
I was like, I'm like, what the fuck did like this is. This is so many layers deep of, like, you have to understand that, first off, he's shooting her in the vagina with a gun attached to his severed hand that he's pulling a tendon on and shooting her in her crocodile vagina. It's like...
Yeah.
That's great.
It's crazy.
That's what I mean. I want to... That's why I'm not going to come here and be like... I'm not going to hate on the movie.
Yeah. I kind of want to get a tattoo because of the crocodile vagina girl.
Just like this?
Like, yeah.
Just it's fucking iconic, open. Yeah. Well, I knew about that before I saw the movie.
It doesn't have plot density. It has, like, density in that way.
It's got density.
Yeah, like, yeah. What? Like, what?
Yeah.
That's a lot to wrap your head around, you know? And that's a lot of, that's like a sequence of things to even imagine. So, what did this guy do after this?
I think
two chicks at the same time, man.
Yeah, one, I think one or two other movies or something like that.
Let's see.
Also, director. The main girl is the girl from Audition.
Yeah. Wow. That's why she was fucking familiar.
It's like her only two biggest films. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
I know this guy, this director, he wanted to adapt a Violence Jack. I don't know if you're familiar with that anime. It's really brutal, fucking hardcore.
What about Simple anime. Jack, though?
You should do that.
Never go full Violent Jack.
Violent Jack. Well,
that's another mark.
What about Hans? What can we tell Hans about this? Hans said he knew you would want to fucking watch this one, and he was right.
I actually knew that you guys were doing this before you did. I got to see Hans, and I got to meet Lil Turk the day before my birthday, actually.
Was it as disappointing as we would imagine?
No, Lil Turk was dope.
Oh, it's Big Turk we hate.
Big Turk, he's the disappointment. But I got to hang out with Hans and Lil Turk at the same time. A former king, the first king and the current king.
I saw those pictures, dude.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Portland?
In Portland. Because Turk moved just outside of Portland like last year, I think, from like Seattle area. And Hans lives in Clackamas, which is probably like 45 minutes outside of Portland. So we all met up. We went to Sizzle Pie Pizza and Voodoo Donuts, and I had a donut shaped like a penis, and it was cream-filled.
I'm going to have one of those in a couple weeks at Universal Studios.
A penis donut?
No. If they have them, I would, but
I don't think donuts, they would sell those at Universal. No.
They
but
might.
It was balls and a dick, and all three. So it was three donuts in one, and they were all cream-filled. It's amazing.
This dude directed the Z segment of ABCs of Death.
Ah,
I don't remember.
I totally remember that.
Oh, I don't know.
He did an episode of Attack on Titan. Cool.
That's dope. Okay. Figure. Look at that.
He did Meatball Machine called Dooku.
Meatball Machine is dope.
Yeah.
So then he knows what he does.
This is a movie that it's one. I think it's probably like better to talk about like with friends. Like, oh, you wouldn't fucking believe this movie, Tokyo Gore Police, and then talk about all the crazy shit that happens. And then when you actually watch it, it might be a little too long, you know. I also, like we mentioned, it's a great background movie. It's like a bar film, fucking crazy. Just visually, you know, it's dope. I just feel like there's other splatter films. Asian splatter films that I would probably recommend before this, like my all-time favorite's probably Rikkyo. One I could Rikkyo watch.
Did we do that so or did we?
We have never watched Rikkyo.
Why didn't we?
We did a Patreon because I hadn't seen it. Really? And I thought it was just okay.
Wait, really? Did we do a Patreon or did we just?
What I mean, this vibe is.
Or
just
did we just
okay
get him to watch it?
Like it doesn't. It's not convincing.
It doesn't ever like suck you in.
No, okay. it's because like what if you're not into the spectacle of the special effects and then all the gore, then there is literally nothing for
I'm
you.
I'm not mad. Like so I like Rikkyo, but like, you know, people thought I would love it because I guess I don't know.
The
but
fucking it's one of the best.
I love Tetsuo. Tetsuo the Iron Man is like fucking Le Art.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like fucking Eraserhead, but Japanese fucking body horror.
Yeah.
It's
way better than Eraserhead.
No, it's actually, no, we went on to it in the show. It's a Eraserhead was a huge fucking influence on the movie.
Still. You don't still
know
better.
Dude, you don't know shit about Japan.
Sometimes the influenced is better than the influencer.
Sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I know what you're thinking.
That is better.
Your pussy is sour.
Sometimes pussy is an alligator. Yeah.
So we don't know what we're doing next, but we do need to do the Patreon episode. So maybe
we're going
to
do Pet Cemetery 2, Bloodlines.
Hell yeah.
It's in the zeitgeist.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't think we'll... I don't want to do that.
Do we know what we're doing? Like, do we have any inkling?
No, because I think we want to do the Patreon episode.
We could do it. We could jump right into it. Yeah.
But we might need some time. Let's figure that shit out. But it's great to know that we didn't lose four fucking episodes.
We did not.
I know. You told me about it. And he's like, don't worry about it. Don't panic. And then Rhett talked about some episodes, and I was like, hey, don't panic, but... And then he started panicking and went straight to you.
And then I was like, this is not the day to have this talk because it's a joyful time.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. And I didn't want to say anything because I was still hopeful, and we didn't lose shit.
Yeah.
That's dope.
You were right.
That's dope.
Yeah. Han says you guys are going to get a lot more weird movies coming up, too.
Good.
That's good.
He said he needed to build up, like, goodwill.
Yeah, and this movie, it's not bad. It was just, you know, it had some issues. But, like, I mean, Them was a great recommendation. I haven't seen Killer Condom, but you guys loved it.
I think he's surprising us. Legitimately extremely impressed.
Yeah, he's constantly surprising us, for sure.
So
I look forward to the next one.
I think the next one... is going, what is it? Retard Camp?
You can't say that.
I think that's the name of the movie.
Campo de, lo,
and it's,
de la Retardando.
Retardando. And it's about like...
It's called Retard
it's
a, Camp?
It's like special ed kids versus zombies.
No. Well, if that's the name of it, we can say it because it's the name of the movie.
Yeah, I think that's
just...
Gutterballs.
Damn.
Gutterballs 2 is coming out, bro.
Gutterballs, Chrome Skull. I'm there for that trash.
You're here for it?
Yeah, I don't.
You said it. You said it unironically.
You're for it.
You're there for it.
I'm there for Chrome Skull.
Okay.
You're there, Hoven.
Well, that's It Goes Our Podcast for episode 395 or 4, depending on who's counting.
Depending on, yeah, we'll figure it out.
This is Jorge signing out.
This is Jacob.
This is Ree.
This is Maticus Ding Dong.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Sophia.
We don't do that. We don't do that.
Don't say that shit.
That's gross.
That's kind of flattering, though.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.